Welcome in. This is the FPC Chiefs podcast. I'm Braden Holacek, managing editor for Full Press Coverage Chiefs of fullpresscoverage.com. It's been a little while since we last had a podcast episode, but the last time we did, we had a contract extension to talk about with Chris Jones, which was a huge deal to get done, obviously, for Kansas City back in July, but now there is another extension to talk about today as tight end Travis Kelce is now locked up for even longer in the foreseeable future. A four-year extension, $57.25 million, $28 million in guaranteed. We're going to break down the entire contract during part of this episode. Also look into just how the Chiefs are set up for the immediate future with their core being locked up in a lot of key areas, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And then you have the fact that that also Travis Kelce has a chance now to play his entire career and finish it with the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's great news to hear. If you're a Chiefs fan, obviously, Travis Kelce loves Kansas City. He lives in Kansas City pretty much year-round. So it's a great fit. It's always been a good fit for him. And we're excited to see that this deal got done a little bit under the radar. I mean, I think this was a guy that we knew the Chiefs were going to try to extend coming up. Just didn't really know that it was going to be this immediate. We've seen some other restructures lately from Kansas City since the Chris Jones extension happened where they freed up a little bit more cap space. Of course, the player opt-outs also led to a little bit more additional cap space for 2020 with Damian Williams, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, and of course, rookie Lucas Niang. A little bit of money there was freed up. And then you had defensive end Alex Okafor. I believe it was earlier this week or over the weekend, the news came out that he took a restructured contract. It didn't open up a ton of money for Kansas City, but every little bit helps. I think it opened up about $2 million in cap space. And it also meant that Okafor now becomes a free agent after 2020 instead of after 2021. So basically, what that maybe meant was they were maybe on the verge of cutting Alex Okafor to save some salary cap space. They enticed him, you know, as part of staying on the roster to open up a year of free agency earlier and take less money at the same time where he can still be in a place to potentially win another Super Bowl. So that's that was also a latest move that gave the Chiefs a little bit of salary cap space there. And so now to be able to get Travis Kelce done. And it's really funny because of the George Kittle news earlier in the day. He also got a five-year extension for $75 million, I believe was the final number. George Kittle's extension coming up was something I think a little bit more known, but it's funny how the NFL being a copycat league and how tight the circles are around the league that Travis Kelce's deal gets done at the same time. It's a really interesting rivalry to follow. I think these guys, all in all, are pretty, you know, good friends. Their rivalry is really not that bitter, but it's really going to be fun to continue to see these guys potentially battle for the top tight end spot in the league over the next handful of seasons. Of course, with George Kittle, I think there is some merit to him having claims of maybe being the best tight end. I think he's a much more physical style of player, which fits San Francisco's style of offense really well with Kyle Shanahan. You can use him in so many ways in inline type alignments and formations. I think you have the ability to play him a little bit more closer to the line of scrimmage, whereas Travis Kelce, obviously, his fit in the Chiefs offense and Andy Reid's offense being where you can move him around. He's a little bit lighter player, so working to his advantage. I think he is honestly the most difficult tight end to probably cover one-on-one in the league. And it doesn't matter if it's safeties or linebackers. That's what really has helped Kelce over these last few seasons when the Chiefs have had a bigger variety of weapons as well to work with. So it'll be interesting to see how the George Kittle extension maybe affects Kelce going forward. I don't think money was the biggest thing for Kelce. You probably having the chance to finish his career as a Kansas City Chief and obviously being able to get a contract that essentially runs until he's about 35 or 36 years old. If this deal were to run fully through, it's really interesting because obviously now he's much more happy and he gets to stick with his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, for the foreseeable future. But you're talking maybe Kittle is able to motivate him to continue to doing things that have just not been seen that often before for NFL tight ends. So let's go ahead and dive more into this contract. So this is kind of a smart thing, though. We were just talking about the timing of, you know, the Kittle extension being the same day. The tight ends have generally been, I think, underpaid in NFL history, right, for their production. So I was expecting George Kittle to bump the market up a little more than what he did get at $15 million in average annual value. So Kelce comes in at about $14 to $15 million per season. So this is a little bit of a smart move to get this done right now too for the Kansas City Chiefs, because if you waited until the next 2 years of his contract run out, Kelce may cost a lot more. So, you know, obviously I'm always a big proponent of being able to set your own market. And Kansas City is in a little bit of rarefied air right now because they have guys that are bought into this core. Money isn't really the most important thing for some guys right now, especially for Kelce, who, believe it or not, is already over 30 years old. That's really weird to say, but knowing what he's been through and how long he's been in the system with Andy Reid, it's not surprising maybe to see a little bit cheaper deal get done, but it's interesting because the tight ends really didn't move the needle up as much as I thought they would for resetting the market. They did, don't get me wrong, they added $5 million more than what the previous high was for a tight end, but I think it speaks that the cornerback market or a market like that at a different position is going to be continue to jump more drastically than the tight end position. So it's a little bit of a bargain for both, I think, San Francisco and Kansas City in the Kittle and Kelce deals. But the contract, as we've said a little bit here, it's a four-year extension. He is signed through the next 6 years, though, because he still has 2 years left on his current contract. So essentially, Kelce is signed through 2025. And right now, again, he's over 30 years old. Right now, he is right at age 30. He'll turn 31 in October of this year. And right now, the interesting thing is that this wasn't a lot of guaranteed money, kind of similar to the Chris Jones deal and how they weighted certain things. It was a lot more guaranteed money, I believe, for Jones, but his big percentage of his contract did not include a signing bonus. So it's kind of the opposite a little bit here with Travis Kelce's deal, being that, you know, they really are not adding a lot of guaranteed money to the salary cap in these next few seasons, which is kind of big for Kansas City because that was their issue with contract extensions in the past, a la Eric Berry and Justin Houston when John Dorsey was the general manager. The fact that, you know, they had a lot of dead cap that was created by one move at a time. You know, you look at the extensions they've been able to muster up this offseason with Patrick Mahomes, a record-breaking contract, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, and it really has not affected them as much as it could have in the guaranteed money department and in the salary cap. The salary cap is not really a myth. I mean, we've seen it currently right now. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are like $50 million over the cap, or at least they're close to being projected to that entering 2021. The New Orleans Saints are in a similar boat. So the salary cap, it's malleable because it's able to be worked around, but I also think at the same time, right? The Chiefs know where they're at right now. They are structuring these contracts very smartly. It's not just Brett Veach. Brant Tillis is a big component of this in the front office. He's been able to work a lot of magic with Brett Veach because remember earlier in the summer, Kansas City had just $177 in chump change as their salary cap availability. And now they've signed over basically $200 million in contract extensions, and they are suddenly now sitting, I believe before this Kelce deal was done, they were sitting as like the 18th best salary cap situation in the NFL. So they're not really hurting too bad compared to a lot of other teams. So this deal, what is interesting, I saw NFL Network's Mike Garafolo tweet this out earlier in the day. It says, Kelce's deal is another contract extension with a core player that's light on the early cash flow. They'll pay Kelce $9.25 million this year in 2020. Same as he was due before the extension, he'll get $4.25 million in added cash in 2021. So that's really interesting because the fact that they are able to not really add a lot, just, you know, whether it's guaranteed money or dead cap, they really are not adding a lot of cash flow until later in this contract when his current deal basically runs out and this extension begins in 2022. So this is a very much backloaded contract in the way I've kind of looked at it. So this is how the cash flow is planned out right now at the signing of this extension. So $9.25 million in 2020, $13.25 in 2021. And then Kelce's base salary in 2022 is actually just $7.5 million, $13.25 again in 2023, $15 million in 2024, and $17.25 million in 2025. So the way this kind of looks right now is it's essentially a two-year extension on top of, a three-year extension at the most, on top of his 2 years that he's already signed through. And then 2025, I think the Chiefs are kind of just playing with house money and are a lot more flexible probably in that point, especially with the projections of the salary cap continuing to rise. Because I think right now what the guaranteed money means in this contract extension, you know, the fact that it's very low, I think shows that Kelce is going to be pretty flexible in these years where the Chiefs are probably going to be crunching it a little bit in the salary cap department in the long term. But again, it's really interesting to see that this is similar to the Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes deals. They've set this up very well to the fact that really they are not going to be hurt as much as people think they are. You know, we've seen in the past just, you know, the Los Angeles Rams a couple years ago, right? Got back to the playoffs after a long drought, made it to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, but obviously lost that game. The difference between the Chiefs and the Rams, though, is that they've structured this, I think, a lot better in terms of just dead cap, cash flow, guaranteed money, and also the fact that the Chiefs have kept their draft pick so far. They've not made any trades, really, to the point where they've lost draft picks. The Rams, on the other hand, have not hardly been able to build through the draft, which is where you find most of your core players. So that's a difference between a lot of things right now. And I think the Chiefs know where they're at right now in the Super Bowl window. They have a long, potentially long, they hope, future at going after Super Bowls. But right now their focus is year-to-year based, and especially just within the next 3 years at the most, which is kind of where the Chris Jones and Travis Kelce extensions fall under, along with where Mahomes' deal really starts to begin. So we'll take a quick break here, and then we'll talk a little bit more about just what Kelce has been able to do on the field and how he's earned this contract, and also a few other last-minute notes on the Kelce deal. Okay, so Travis Kelce, right? I mean, of course, we were talking earlier about George Kittle. George Kittle certainly earned it. Fifth-round pick out of Iowa. But Travis Kelce, it's really interesting. He came into the league 2013, was a third-round pick. And what was interesting was Right, he didn't play pretty much that rookie year because he had an injury, and since then he's hardly missed any games. According to Pro Football Reference, he's played 16 games every other regular season since then, except 2017. He played 15 games. I'm assuming that's because the Chiefs rested their starters in week 17 of that year. But I could be wrong. I do know he got knocked out, for fans that remember, in the wild card round of the after the 2017 regular season against the Tennessee Titans, where he did suffer a concussion, was not able to finish that game. But other than that, besides that injury he dealt with when he entered the league, he's been pretty reliable and durable. And I think that, again, we talked a little bit earlier of how he fits in the Chiefs offense. His frame and his stature is perfect for it. And actually, looking at some of the videos and pictures so far that we've seen in training camp this offseason, he actually looks to me to be a little bit leaner right now and a little smaller in terms of the weight that he's carrying. So it's really interesting as he enters his, you know, age 30, 31 season, just right now, how rare it is to see a player at that position be able to keep up his durability, but also do it into his 30s, where it seems like he's still pretty spry for the most part. He's also the first tight end to ever have four straight 1,000-yard seasons. He had 1,125 receiving yards 2016, 1,038 yards 2017, 1,336 is his career high in 2018. The first year Mahomes was the starter, and then last year in 2019 he had 1,229. So he's had a record-breaking results over the last four seasons. So obviously he's earned this contract. He's earned the extension. And also I think his blocking, right? That has been a topic that has kind of been debated a lot. I think previously it was just because of Rob Gronkowski, and there's never been another tight end or another player, frankly, like Rob Gronkowski, where he's that matchup diverse to go up against. So I think what Patriots fans, you know, a few years ago were kind of getting on Kelce for was just the fact that he wasn't blocking the same way that we saw Rob Gronkowski do it. But the Chiefs offense is a lot differently structured. And also the fact that where Kelce really wins as a blocker is out in space compared to, you know, Gronkowski did a lot more of his damage closer to the line of scrimmage. So there's always been a little bit of a myth about Kelce's blocking out there. He's had some big plays just in the last few years that have sprung long touchdowns for Tyreek Hill, running back Damian Williams. So it's not like he doesn't block. I think there's always been this misconception about him just because Rob Gronkowski's rare physicality and style that he brought to the table, and also kind of what we've seen now most recently from George Kittle. Not every tight end or player is going to be the same. So I think his blocking definitely goes unnoticed in an offense like the Kansas City Chiefs. One other thing I wanted to touch on with this, I mean, we've touched on it a little bit, but just being able to get this core locked down. You potentially have Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, obviously, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You're hoping Mitchell Schwartz on the offensive line, all locked up essentially for the next three seasons still, basically through 2022. So they know, right, it's not going to be easy to win the Super Bowl every year, but this is arguably still the best team in the league right now. They're coming off a Super Bowl season where, with the dynamics of this offseason, with the pandemic and, you know, salary cap situation and everything involved there, they've had one of the better off seasons in the league, being able to somehow retain all these guys that were potentially looking at being either cut for salary cap casualties or traded away. But we've seen them be able to work their magic and obviously be able to set themselves up for a future that right now is pretty promising in these next few years. So I think you look at where they're at as a team right now. I think this is something that I talk about with a lot of people during the NFL draft, but it also goes to speak, you know, not just with the NFL draft, but during the portions of each season for NFL teams, where teams are at in their life cycles. And, you know, Kansas City, kind of going back to earlier where some people were saying, you know, they weren't going to be able to pay other players with extending Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones. But also the fact that, you know, they've been able to be so flexible still too. It goes to speak, you know, that this is a team that knows where they're at right now in their Super Bowl window. And they also know that right the time is now. You got to be aggressive when you can and not take chances to wait and wait it out again for a chance 3-4 years from now. They're going to try to go at it every single year when they can. So that's something that also kind of makes them different than what the Rams were a couple years ago, right? Their window is a little bit further along, but they also know they're going to be a lot more aggressive than other teams have been in the past in these situations. So it's really interesting. It's good to see Travis Kelce get this extension because he certainly earned it as one of the best tight ends that I've ever seen over the course of the last, you know, decade. And it's weird to think that he's already 30, 31 years old, going to be potentially ending his career as a Kansas City Chief around 2025 or maybe a little bit afterwards. So we'll see what happens with that. Of course, there will be an article coming out on this extension as well to break down the contract a little further. So you can look for that on Friday, the same day this podcast episode will drop. We'll have some other article ideas coming out that I'm kicking around. I still have the matchup series pieces to get going and rolling still as well. And we are getting closer, hopefully, to the start of the season. I believe as I'm recording this tonight, 4 weeks from tonight, the Chiefs will kick off the season against the Houston Texans. It'll look like a lot different season, but, you know, you got to take the positives out of it. The fact that we are potentially getting football and the fact that the NFL so far has done really well with their testing, had good results with the COVID-related stuff is very good to see. So, we're getting closer and closer to football actually being played in 2020, hopefully. So stay tuned to Full Press Coverage, ChiefsFullPressCoverage.com. You guys can follow me on Twitter at BradenHolacek9. Also follow the FPC Chiefs account on Twitter as well, because sometimes there is some news items that maybe we don't touch on in the articles or on here that we tweet out there. So stay tuned there at FPC_Chiefs. You guys can follow all of the Full Press Coverage content by downloading the Full Press Coverage app. It takes you to all the content in one place, whether you're looking for fantasy football podcasts. I know they're doing team previews over there right now for the 2020 season, so you can listen to every single team in order over there at the Full Press Fantasy Pod. I know I will be joining Kyle and Kayla and Alessandro potentially on Friday to record this Chiefs preview for the 2020 season fantasy football wise. There's also a lot of other good content for other sports out there like the NHL during the playoffs that are currently going on. So go check that out. Download the Full Press Coverage app. Also stay tuned to Sportscast where you can find daily Full Press Coverage content there. Sportscaster.com/FullPressCoverage will take you to the place FPC Radio Live with Ian Blendon and Mike Debate. They do great content every day, very entertaining show to wake up to every morning. So stay tuned to that as well. And yeah, I think that is going to wrap it up today. We will see you guys next time.